Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't even imagine what you had to go through this year. Can you tell us where you are health-wise and what's going on? And also, what was it like? I mean, to just have to go through this and not be able to play the sport that you love.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was tough year, but at the same time, I can take advantage of it, you know, on a positive way. Just trying to be a better player, and you know, this year helped me even to be a better person too. So you know, it was kind of roller coaster, because the only thing I was asking myself if I'm gonna be able to play hockey again. So yeah, that was the toughest part, but I'm just so grateful how this organization treated me, and they were helping me every single day. They even allowed me to see some experts. So I think everything's going on the right way, and I'm looking forward for next season.
Do you know for sure if you'll be able to play hockey again, or haven't they been able to tell you yet?
Yeah, I went through procedure 2 months ago, so they took the whole clot, out, and yeah, now I'm just, you know, just excited to, you know, working hard again and be on the ice too. So yeah, I'll be able to play hockey again.
Yuri, so as you were going through this process, there was some question for a while what the situation was. They found the blood clots. Did they tell you right away that you were not playing hockey this season at all, or was there still a point where you guys were trying to see if you could come back?
You know, I felt like I'm going to be able to play hockey this season. You know, I thought it's going to take a month, maybe 2 months, and which I think you guys could see me on the ice, I think December. So, yeah, I was going to be ready for playing hockey, but, yeah, unfortunately, it was still there, so.
And that's when they told you then basically you had to have the procedure, right, when you were trying to come back and you couldn't?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Just needed that procedure to finally be normal, I would say, yeah.
And where was that done?
It was in Mayo Clinic, yeah. Mayo Clinic, Minnesota, yeah. So, yeah, they did a really good job. They treated me really, really nice, and I don't even know how to thank them, so.
As you've been on the ice these last many months, has it mostly just been skating and shooting?
Sorry?
Have you mostly just been skating and shooting when you've been on the ice in the last few months?
Yeah. Well, after a procedure, I couldn't do anything for a month. So now it's my fourth week that I'm skating, and I think it's going well. You know, it was kind of heavy too. I gained some weight, so it's nice to lose some and be back on the ice, you know. I would say I can do pretty much everything right now.
You were drafted with Noah Ostlund, so you know him well. I mean, you've come up together. When you see him and Helenius and Benson, guys your age, you see the young guys playing the way they are, how excited does that make you now, knowing that you can be a part of that young core group now moving forward?
Oh my God, I can't even describe how excited I am for next season. You know, just watching those guys is just awesome. You know, I watch every single shift, and I'm so glad I could be part of this team, even I wasn't playing, so I could see the guys working hard and having fun. So yeah, it was really nice to see them doing really well.
So we could see that you were skating a lot of this time, but like, how did you fill your days? How did you remain a part of things with the group and so forth for these past several months, I guess?
How did I what?
You skated a lot of the time you were sidelined, but how else? It seemed like you were around the guys a lot. Just how did you spend your days from maybe November on around the rink?
I mean, those guys in the locker room, they just treated me like a family, you know. And even when I thought I'm not even part of this team because I'm not playing, they just treated me that I am part of this team, and that helped me a lot this year. And yeah, I was just trying to spend as much as I can time with the boys, and it was just awesome to watch them having so much fun, and you know, then just jump on the ice and compete that how they competed and how they were playing. It was just, yeah, it was great to watch.
Yuri, what will you bring to the roster when you return next season?
What will I bring? Well, I have so much time right now to work on me as a player, and the only thing I care about is winning. So I just wanna work hard as I can possibly do, and be ready for next season and be even better than I was. So I'm just so excited, and I just wanna help this team win.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.